and there's a photo in one of the papers today of one of the members of 5 Seconds of Summer smoking while he's filling up at the Bowser, which I think common sense tells you is something you shouldn't do. And I was raising the urban myth, as it is described by plenty of websites, that you can't really blow up a Bowser by using your mobile phone at the Bowser. But there is a very good point raised by Bob, who owns a service station. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you going?
Good, Bob.
Good. Yeah, the point is that you're dealing with a dangerous product, and therefore you should be concentrating on what you're doing.
I think that makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, it does.
Like, it's irrespective of whether the myth and the debunking of the electronic side of it, you should be concentrating, because if something goes wrong, you need to be fully aware of what's happening and you can react accordingly.
Bob, that makes sense.
Are you at work at the service station right now?
Just about to pull up.
We'll let you go, because you've got to get off that mobile phone.
All right.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for that. Let's go to our ologist this morning, Dr. Carl Krasilniski. He's the science guru. He's the author of The House of Carls. Let's see what he thinks about whether this is an urban myth. Hello, Dr. Carl.
Good morning, Dr. John, Dr. Gary.
Good morning, Dr. Carl. Well, is John right? Is it a myth?
He's 100% right. You've got to concentrate on what you do.
Sorry, what did you say? He's right.
In the sense that, number one, when you are filling up a car with fuel, you should concentrate on it, because fires do happen. Not from mobile phones.
Okay, so what I want to know is, am I right that the idea that mobile phones start fires is an urban myth?
Urban myth, never been proven. There's a study looking at 243 petrol stations worldwide over an 11-year window. The number set off by mobile phones was zero.
There you go.
So to set off a fire, according to the fireys, you need three things. You need the fuel, you need the oxidizer, and you need the spark. Okay, with the fuel, you've got to have the petrol vapor exactly in the right ratio of about 2 to 8% of the air volume. 0% won't burn, 100% it won't burn. You've got to get exactly in the 2 to 8%. So it is possible that around the petrol pump or around the petrol tank lid, there will be some fuel vapor in that ratio. But the spark, the mobile phones are specifically designed not to make a spark. The only way I can think of a spark happening in a mobile phone is if you drop it and then the battery shifts a little bit, it breaks its contacts, and then it makes it. And then as it makes and breaks the contact, yep, due to the fall, there's a tiny spark, and it happens to be in a 2 to...
All right. It is an urban myth, but you should be careful, and you shouldn't be doing it because you've got to concentrate on filling your petrol. But Gary's got a couple of others he wants to throw at you.
What about salty water? It boils quicker. I've always believed in that, but apparently it's not true.
It is true. It will boil at 0.04 degrees lower temperature. So if you're that worried about having your food hot, 0.04 degrees, run from the stove to the table, not walk.
Right, okay.
Hang on, so you're saying the salt in the water makes it boil at a lower temperature?
Lower temperature or higher temperature?
Slightly higher, but it's marginally.
You are correct, I was wrong. At a higher temperature, so therefore, because you've got a higher temperature, the cooking time is less.
So that's true.
But by microscopically, 0.0.
Microscopically, yeah.
Okay, and just quickly, Dr. Carl, chewing gum. My mother always told me it isn't easily digested by the stomach, but apparently I've only learned this morning it goes right through you.
It goes right through. This is in my 23rd book. It'll come out on schedule along with everything else. There's about 4 cases in the medical literature of chewing gum staying stuck inside somebody, but that somebody is a kid under the age of 5 who's eating 5 or 10 packets of chewing gum a day, and then they have to sort of pull it out. It's sort of like the long-handled teaspoon thing.
All right. Okay. Very good. You've sorted out all of it for us. Thank you very much. And your book's called The House of Carls. As always, a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. John, Dr. Gary.
Dr. Carl Krasilniski. So there you go. Actually, the salt does actually boil it, but it's so marginal you wouldn't notice.
I'm more interested in the chewing gum thing now.
Well, let's talk about that after 7:30.